Masechet Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. A few brief introductory remarks before we start. So this Masechet Demai, deals with Terumot U'Ma'asrot, the obligation for a Jew to tithe his produce that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. And it's referring to the fact that the Ameha Aretz means the common people, did not properly give Terumot U'Ma'asrot. We're going to be using the word tithe to say that in this Masechet. Didn't properly do it. They did some of it, didn't do it correctly. And we know when we're dealing with something as severe as eating tevel, key word that's going to be used in this Masechet, tevel means food, produce, where terumot u'ma'asrot were not separated, is hayav mitah b'bidei shamayim. A person is put to death at the hands of heaven. It's a very severe thing for a person to eat produce that wasn't separated. Terumot u'ma'asrot. So when people were being negligent with giving terumot u'ma'asrot, the Hachamim made a takana. They made a takana that whenever anybody receives any produce from an Am Haaretz, we don't trust him to say that he gave to the Terumot U'Ma'asrot because he didn't know how to do it properly. He would give some, he wouldn't give others. We'll get into more detail as we get into the Masechet, but he wouldn't do it properly. Therefore, we call all produce that's given from that an Am Haaretz has, Demai, which comes from the word Damai. What is this? Even though he may claim something, we don't have the ability to trust this Am Haaretz, this common person, because we're not sure if he definitely gave Terumot U'Ma'asrot from it. So the way it worked is during the times of Yohanan the Kohen Gadol, he sent agents throughout Eretz Yisrael. This is dealing with a few hundred years before the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. He sent agents all over Israel to observe the Terumah and Terumot U'Ma'asrot practices of the common people. And they came back with a report where they said that the Ameha Aretz, the common people, were careful to separate Terumah, or as we refer to it sometimes, Terumah Gedolah, the first tithe, which is either 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th of one's produce, that's given to the Kohen. People are careful with that because they know when it comes to that, it's a death penalty if a person doesn't do it properly. They knew that fact. And also, according to the Torah, you don't have to really give 1/60th, 1/40th, 1/50th. Even if you give kol dehu, if you give any small amount, you fulfill your obligation. So they were careful with that. But they said, when it came to the other types of terumot u'ma'asrot, a significant minority of these people, these Ameh Haaretz, would not give the terumot u'ma'asrot properly. And therefore, even though technically, there was a rov, there was a majority of the Ameh Haaretz that gave properly from their produce, and we could make an assumption that there's a rov, there's a majority. If we have produce, we can assume that the Am Haaretz that gave it to us gave us kosher produce that had terumot u'ma'asrot already taken away from it. But because of the severity of the prohibition of eating tevel, again, tevel is produce that did not have terumot u'ma'asrot taken from it, we get very strict over here. We say because since tevel, by the way, the word tevel comes from the word tavla. Good? No, it's not. Not good. So since it's such a severe prohibition, they made a decree that even though there's a majority of the Ameh Haaretz who do give terumot u'ma'asrot, if we can't trust that this person that's giving us terumot u'ma'asrot, if it's an Am Haaretz, is being honest, and therefore we have to take terumot u'ma'asrot when we receive produce from him. And a person is considered to be an Am Haaretz until he goes before a bet din and with witnesses who speak about how he lived his life, how he follows the halacha, how he knows the details of halacha, and he takes a pledge to give terumot u'ma'asrot, and then he's called, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, a ne'eman. And if you buy produce from this type of person, this ne'eman, this trusted one, then you could assume that any produce that you're taking from him, terumot u'ma'asrot were taken from, and that it's not demai. And the process of how demai works, we'll explain in detail in the Mishnayot as we get into it, but basically, It's not that a person has to re-separate everything and therefore he's really... the Kohen and Levi are getting twice. They may have gotten from the first Am Ha'aretz and then again from him. It doesn't work that like that. We'll see a lot more details. He ends up, bottom line, being able to keep much of what he separates. Because when it comes to certain Matanot Aniyim, certain levels of the Terumot Ma'asrot, they're allowed to be shared with others. They're not Asur Behana'ah by other people. There's no special sanctity that that some of them have. Therefore, if a person separates them and says, you know what, these are the Levis, but it's really only monetarily owned by the Levi. So since it's still in his property, it's still part of his, the Levi has to actually now prove that the first Am Ha'aretz never gave the Terumot Ma'asrot. I know this sounds a little complicated, we'll get into it in our Mishnayot, but therefore, the owner who receives the mai, he has to separate, but in certain situations, he's allowed to eat it. Not in every situation, not in every situation. Number one, we could assume that Teruma, which is the first stage in Teruma, that the Am Ha'aretz gave Teruma. And when it comes to Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni, or Ma'aser Ani, we could also say, you know what? You need to designate it, but it can be kept by the owner. When it comes to Terumat Ma'aser, Terumat Ma'aser, a person actually has to give to the Kohen, and Teruma, which we're assuming already went to the Kohen, by the original Am Ha'aretz, so a person doesn't have to give Teruma. But when it comes to the Terumat Ma'aser, complicated, I know whoever's listening to the recording, Terumat Ma'aser is the tenth that's given from the Ma'aser Rishon. So, just to go through the entire way it works one more time, a percent and a half is given off the bat to the Kohen Gadol, to the Kohen. That's called Teruma, or Teruma Gedola. Then with the remaining produce, a tenth is given to the Levi. That's called Ma'aser Rishon. Then the Levi, as another stage, takes a tenth of what he got and gives it to a Kohen. That's the third stage in Terumot Ma'asrot. Lastly, we have either Ma'aser Sheni or Ma'aser Ani. Ma'aser Sheni in years 1, 2, 4, 5. A person has to bring his produce or redeem his produce and bring it to Jerusalem, sell it there or gain benefit from it there. And in years 3 and 6, a person has to give that 10%, either Ma'aser Sheni or Ma'aser Ani, 10%. He has to give it to poor people and distribute amongst the poor in his city. So when it comes to Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani, the farmer just has to separate it, but through a mechanism, he's allowed to actually get benefit from it and keep it for himself. When it comes to Terumat Ma'aser, which is after the Levi receives his 10%, he has to give it 10% to the Kohen. A actual portion has to be given to the Kohen. We cannot, the person who receives the produce cannot just eat it without actually giving it to the Kohen. Mishnah Aleph is going to list species of produce that are exempt from Demai. And if a person receives them, he doesn't have to afterwards give a portion to Terumot Ma'asrot, because he could assume that they were taken from Hefker, that they came from an ownerless source. So if they were ownerless and they were never harvested, they're not obligated in Terumot Ma'asrot. And there's a Safek Sefeka over here, a double doubt. The first Safek maybe is, number one, maybe these items were Hefker, maybe they were ownerless, they were never harvested from a field that was owned by anybody, so therefore they're exempt from Terumot Ma'asrot. And even if you want to say the second doubt, even if you want to tell me, no, they were owned by somebody and they were harvested by an owner, maybe the Am Ha'aretz gave Terumot Ma'asrot on it, so you have a double doubt, Safek Sveka. Therefore, with these items, which are generally Hefker, a person could assume that Terumot Ma'asrot were either given or that it's ownerless, and therefore he doesn't have to give Terumot Ma'asrot. Here we go. Hakalin Shebademai. The following are the lenient species when it comes to Demai. A person doesn't have to separate Terumot Ma'asrot from them. Hashitin, wild figs, Veharimin, lotus, Vehauzradin, certain types of apples, Ubenot Shuach, a white figs, Ubenot Shikma, a hybrid between a chestnut tree and a fig tree. Ubenot Venovlot HaTemara, dates that were the wind blew off the dates from the tree. These are usually hefker because farmers according to the Rambam, don't go gather these types of dates. Mishnah continues, the hagufnin, grapes that were very late seasoned, very late, they never fully ripened, and therefore they were considered ownerless by their owner, v'hanispa. Nispa are capers. All these are low quality plants, and therefore we assume that they are hefker, because they either grow in the wild, or because people have no interest in them. When it comes to Eretz Israel, there were generally two parts to Israel. Number one, the southern part of Israel, known as Yehuda, Judea, and the northern part, which is known as the Galil, the Galilee. The species that we just mentioned, all of that whole list, were items that were considered to be unimportant only in the north, only in the Galil. But when it came to Yehuda, when it came to Judea, they were considered to be important. Therefore, in that locale, they wouldn't be exempt from demai. A person who received them would have to give demai. Now we're going to list a whole list of items that were considered to be meaningless, or people wouldn't care about them in Yehuda, but were considered to be important in the Galil. Therefore, the inverse applies. If they were found in Judea, or if someone sold them in Judea, they would be considered to be not demai. A person wouldn't have to separate tirumot ma'asrof them, because, again, you have that same safek sfeka over here in Yehuda, but in the Galil, they weren't considered to be hefker. They weren't considered to be not cared about. Therefore, over there, you'd have to give demai from them. We're going to list of Yehuda, ha'og. When it came to Yehuda, the non-important foods were ha'og, sumac, the chometz should be Yehuda, Judean vinegar, the hakusbar, coriander. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ashitin piturin. Another Tanah, Rabbi Yehuda, is going to list additions to what we listed at the beginning of the Mishnah. He says, all wild figs are exempt from demai, chutz mishel dufra, except for those that came from the dufra tree. The dufra trees are they're wild figs, but they only sprout twice a year. They produce crops twice a year, therefore they're considered to be important. And he continues, kol harimin peturin, all lotus are exempt, chutz merime shikmona, except for the lotus of shikmona. Shikmona is the name of a place. And that shikmona only grew in, the Rambam writes, ganot, in gardens. It didn't grow wildly. Therefore, you don't have the two svekot anymore. You can't assume that this was ownerless. It was grown by an individual and it was private property. Therefore, when a person comes across this type of lotus, he has to assume that it was owned by somebody, and therefore that it's demai. Kol benot shikma piturot, all fruits of this hybrid tree, like we mentioned early, of a fig tree and a chestnut tree, are considered to be exempt, because they grow wild. Chutz min hamustafot, except for those that split open on the tree. All these that split open on the tree are only grown privately in a person's private farm or private orchard. Therefore, we know it has an owner. It had an owner originally, and therefore, initially, it was obligated in Terumot Ma'asrot. Like we said earlier, only something that was owned is obligated in Terumot Ma'asrot. This type of fruit that splits open on the tree is only grown in a private location. Therefore, we have to assume that it was owned, and therefore it's obligated in Terumot Ma'asrot. So if I come across it, I have to assume that it's demai, and I can't eat it unless I separate my terumot ma'asrot, if I receive it from ha'aret. So all these, according to the Yehuda, are these exceptions are grown in a private orchard, and therefore, unlike the species that's related to them, you can't assume that they came from the wild.